Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy. And excitement is everywhere for Star Wars. Wherever you go, there seems to be just Star Wars.
People are buying tickets.
It's insane.
And selling them on eBay for $300 to 10 grand.
It's insane, isn't it?
You can just go see it the next night or the next weekend and pay $11 like everybody else. I don't know. I don't have an obsession with anything that would warrant me paying 10 grand to see it the night that it happened.
No, definitely not. I remember...
I don't pay for those UFC fights. I'll just wait till 2 hours after it's over. It's on Facebook.
And then you'll see it.
Yeah.
It's funny because they did the original Star Wars movies. It was 77, I think, 81 and 83, I think, were the original ones. And then in 1999, then they did the new one.
Did you like them?
Yeah, I liked them as a kid. And then in 99, they did the Phantom Menace one, which had Liam Neeson in it.
Okay.
And there was there was a lot of excitement about it then. And I remember the radio station I was working for at the time, they had this deal with the local movie theater. Mm. So like every, it was either a Wednesday or a Thursday, you got a chance to pick a movie and you could go in and sit and watch it before it was released that week. So okay. We used to go in, then used to talk about it like the next day and stuff. But I remember just the craziness then, but nothing like it is for this one for some reason.
It's insane.
Why.
It's mm-hmm. everywhere. They have Star mm-hmm. Wars everything. They have Star Wars pancake makers.
It's crazy.
At what point do you need that in life?
I think, and they're already predicting it to destroy any box office opening ever.
Well, no, what else is coming out with it? It's like Alvin and the Chipmunks,
yeah,
right?
That's
the only other movie.
Yeah.
Director J.J. Abrams was on 60 Minutes last night. Now, this may or may not be considered a spoiler alert mm-hmm. For you Star Wars fans.
Return of the Jedi seemed to end pretty happily, but the walk off to the sunset is always a misleading thing because, mm-hmm. well, then what? And so one of the things that I think you see in this movie is that things didn't just end happily.
So he's saying that fans might actually be disappointed because the Return of the Jedi didn't end like how you thought it ended. So it changes. You're going into this movie thinking something different than what's actually going to happen.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird if you've not watched all the movies, it's kind of weird because when the first one came out in 1977, that was part four. And then they did part five and part six. Then in 99... they went back to and started it from part one, two, and three. So this new one is the follow-up to the 1983 movie.
Have they
movie.
All been directed by J.J. Abrams? Is this
No, I think this might be his first one, I think. So it's kind of confusing because this new one that's coming out is the follow-up to the movie from 1983.
You have to have watched all of them.
I would say... I would say for this one, you definitely would have to have seen Return of the Jedi, I'm guessing. It's very confusing.
That's too much. That's already too much work for me.
You're already
and it's
out.
Probably longer than 90 minutes. I'll just never see this.
Because it's a Disney franchise as well now, isn't it? So they picked up the rights from George Lucas for these movies.
Do you know what's weird? I know that I will never watch this movie. I've never watched any of them.
No.
That is something in my life. Like, I will die, never have seen any of these.
And apparently this is the first of six that Disney are planning to do. So
the first of six more? And there's already four?
There's already six.
Oh, good Lord.
Apparently, Disney's... That was what I saw online. Apparently, this is the first of six that Disney want to do.
Why you come up with something new? I know it's a successful franchise.
Yeah.
This is Fast and Furious all over again.
There it is. Yeah.
How many times? Like, there's seven characters, and a bunch of them are all stormtroopers. Why are we watching this?